Come to think of it, yeah, it was totally fake. That looks real. Actually, that might be fake too. So be you. I think this is real.
No.
I want to believe it's real.
No.
Come on, I think that's real.
That was planned.
That's it. All right. Yeah, I think I've been duped. We can.
At least the music's good.
Come on, guys. We just got human resources.
I don't give consent. But
I'm not done kissing myself.
Speaking of kiss cams, I was at the Knicks game last night.
That inspired me. I had no idea.
My friend, who's a Knicks cheerleader, had an extra ticket to their, family suite or whatever.
You know, Gino used to date a Knicks cheerleader.
Allegedly. And by that, I mean incorrect.
Crazy.
Not everyone can be a Knicks cheerleader, but everyone can lie.
Exactly. You know what I found? If you just type it on an old Instagram page, kind of, it's like visualizing your future.
Totally.
Makes it happen, yes.
No, what's funny is that, sure, you can visualize your future. It doesn't work for your past the same.
No.
Saying it happened doesn't make it happen.
Oftentimes, trying to visualize your future gives you a past. But anyway, true. We're not speaking of anyone whatsoever. Gina will die soon and it'll involve a boiled bunny.
How was the Knicks game?
It was good. They won.
Whoa, you are a good luck
charm. Two in a row. I might be going again on Thursday. I don't know. I sent Garrett some
Can
some
she
photos.
Hook me up? Although
no.
Those aren't exactly the... You're not living your best MSG life on those.
There's no free stuff in it. It was just a free ticket. You know, it's not like there's booze in this suite. It's just seats.
Free tickets are pretty good.
No, I don't want to go with you.
Well, can I just go by myself?
No, you don't know her.
But I know basketball and you don't.
True.
And I also happen to know that the Knicks won their first game.
Look, 100-100. I thought that was fun, so I took a photo of it.
Are you just bragging that you can read numbers?
Yeah. I forgot my glasses, which was the issue.
Oh, so you just looked at the jumbotron.
So I was just like, well, I guess I'll get a double tequila. It's already blurry.
I was going to say that it wasn't going to help
matters. Knicks win. I wasn't sure if we'd ever see that again, so I took a photo of that.
I like that you thought I wouldn't believe you, so you'd had to take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? I can't tell if you're a good luck charm or Spike Lee not being there is the good luck charm, because when he was at the Oscars, they won.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately am usually at Knicks games when Spike is there, and goddamn is he an obnoxious and annoying fan. He's tiny of stature, but loud of mouth and gestures.
He acted the exact same way at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Up out of his chair and making these like faces like that was a wrong call when it was just the results of the Oscars. Like, you didn't win, Spike. It's okay.
I wish Reggie Miller that was there to just keep going like this to him. It's an old reference from the late 90s, but Reggie Miller and Spike Lee were not the best of friends.
Okay.
And a lot of people blamed Knicks' playoff losses on Spike Lee agitizing Reggie Miller and him just going on a tear. So Spike Lee basically cost the Knicks possibly a ring, and I always love that.
I just don't understand, like, why they're so bad, right?
It's
Dolan. Like everyone wants to play in L.A.
Right.
And I get that. But think about this, right? Let's say you're a really good player. But because there are so many star players in L.A., what's that? The Lakers. Because there's so many star players on the Lakers, you're just
like
sitting.
Listening to TNT right you're now.
You're just
this
sitting
is
the whole time and you never get to play. So would you rather be on a star team and warm in the bench the whole time or be on a team where you're the fucking star? I think I'd want to be on a shittier team where I'm the star and I get to play every day.
And New York is the basketball capital of the world, don't you know?
No, I did not know that.
It is. I mean, you know, it's inarguable. And this is coming from a guy from Chicago. But to answer your question, Dolan. The Knicks probably have the worst owner in all of sports.
Yeah.
And at this point, everyone is so wise to that fact that no one wants to play here because he's just that shitty. There are rumors that the Knicks might be on the block. And as much as I was born and raised to hate the old Knickerbockers, I hope that that happens because the NBA needs a good Knicks organization. And it has been about 20 years since that happened. It is a sorrowful, sorrowful franchise. Makes the Mets look lucky.
Why can't people, what's the word?
Win?
Sure. But like Not Pickett, but can't they like force Dolan out?
There's only so much you can do with this spoiled, bloated billionaire who got it all from daddy's money and thinks he's a blues singer. He's got this like sort of like novelty band that he travels around the city and pays people to go see. That's a fact. He wears a little fedora. Plays. Are there any pictures of Dolan and his band? They're fucking hilarious. You look at him and you're just like, oh, this is what rich, entitled, short people do. Like, that's, I think, the actual name of the band.
Wait, you mean JD and the Straight Shot?
Is that what it's called?
No.
Yes, that's him.
No.
He looks like a Billy Joel if he got infected by something.
Who's this girl who also sucks?
Oh my God. And everyone hates him so much that how could they ever hope to get real fans? Oh, I bet you that's his son. Oh man. There's your Knicks dollars at work, MSG fans. Why invest in a new mellow when you could just...
Why would you hold a violin and not play it?
Because his daughter took the Suzuki method and she didn't stick with it. By the way, he is literally all of... I mean, you can tell by looking at him, but he's like all of like 5'1".
And they put him in the foreground to make him look taller.
Oh, of course.
And it didn't work.
That's like when Harvey stands on TMZ and the other dude sits to make Harvey look like less like a midget.
Damn.
Attendance by MSG staff employees is, quote, expected and noted when the group plays at New York clubs.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. I mean, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was that bad. This is what Knicks fans have to suffer through. I do feel bad for them. You can't. And they are great fans. I mean, Garden, I'm sure, was sold out yesterday, huh?
Yeah, there was a huge block of seats that was open. I think they were like $200 tickets.
Oh, sure. And people were like, hey, that.
Heck no.
Well, I think there she is. She's playing there, although I think she's faking it. Can you air, I know you can air guitar. Can you air violin? Look at him.
The group's fifth album, Ballyhoo! Exclamation mark, sold only 113 copies in the first 4 months.
Wait. He won't even buy 500 of his own CDs?
That would be selling out.
Yeah, thank you.
He has standards.
Oh, man. I wonder if they actually play that in the sound system during games, and if people are savvy enough to A, recognize the band, and B, start booing.
He's worked his relationship to opening for the Eagles, the Allman Brothers, ZZ Top, Jewel, Keith Urban, the Dixie Chicks, and Joe Walsh.
If I paid all of those bands $1 million, I could open for them. Like with a kazoo. I mean, all it takes is a little money. They'll play for, you know, Saudi Arabian princes.
Man, money can literally buy you anything.
Aside from a good Weight Watchers program, though. Come on,
Dolan. No, man, he doesn't have to lose weight. He's rich.
No, it's because he's a blues star. Is that their album? The Great Divide?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's called The Fans and the Actual Organization. Oh, what a miserable human being. Let's hope, for the sake of all New York, he does indeed sell the team. My only anger against Charles Oakley, who used to play for the Bulls, people forget that, but he was a great Knick, is that when he got into a fight with Dolan recently in the stands, he didn't knock his fucking block off. Mm. Security got in there right away, like Secret Service, and blocked him. And I think Oakley, to this day, is still banned from the arena. He is the real hero. Look at this.
Wow, who let the dogs out?
I like the pun. Wait,
who?
Let me put my hat on.
Who?
William Dawes for non-regular viewers, and if you're not a regular, fuck you. It's my seventh great-grandfather, rode with Paul Revere, totally forgotten. And a viewer, and I want to thank them, but they did not put their return address nor name, although maybe they don't want to be tied to the shirt, for sending this to me. And also, thank you for thinking I'm a large. This thing might need to be fitted a little bit better, but look at that little fun little pun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, all right, let's get back to your goddamn...
Let the dogs out.
Yeah, it's like dogs. This is my hat, and remember that Dawes went further than Revere.
Was he ever in captivity? He's a white man.
In captivity? Oh, you mean like...
Like who let the dogs out, like the dogs in cages.
I like it when you get really bittered and feminized.
Still one step farther than you, Bill.
Nah, I don't know what steps are. Speaking of faces, I don't know, do we have a consensus on what your best mugshot is?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, folks, got new headshots because my agents say that's what was preventing me from getting audition appointments. My photo.
I'm her agent.
Let me roll my eyes real big for a second. It was time for me to get new photos anyway, so I got them done. Narrowed it down to two because I got two free, like, photo edits, you know, where they get rid of blemishes. What do you call it? Retouches. Two free retouches. So I posted them because I'm curious what people thought.
Why don't they want you to smile, dude?
My agents...
These look so fucking weird, man.
My agents do not like when I smile.
I like it when you smile.
They like me head on. They do not like a profile.
Dude, you need new agents.
There's like so many things they don't like. I already know that they're not going to like that my hands are in photo A, even though overwhelmingly people like photo A better. So I emailed the photographer to see, because in my initial retouching notes, I asked for him to remove my hands just to crop it more. So it's just more of my face. And they didn't do it. So I followed up. I was like, hey, was it not possible to take my hands out? They haven't gotten back to me. I just know if I send my agents photo A, they're going to be like, your hands are in it.
I want your...
Because God forbid an actor has hands.
I want you to have a picture like this. Like, just crop
or
your
just
hands
like
out,
caressing,
and it may add blood.
Caressing my face without a hand.
Don't use either of these ever. Huh? I'm sorry. They make you look, like, older. It's weird. Fuck these pictures, dude. They're horrible.
B doesn't even look like you. B looks like
a 20-year-old woman than you.
See, I
fuck that, dude.
The stuff that I am being sent out for, this isn't for, like, you know, me to hang in my house. This is for me to book acting work, and apparently there's some equation that I have yet to understand. So, It's one of these guys.
Why are they so anti-hands? Is that like just some sort of industry
I guess
rule?
It's distracting because not only are my hands there, they're so goddamn beautiful that the eye is just drawn to the hand and won't leave it.
Because that's funny. I thought that they photoshopped a linebacker's hands onto your body. But I guess beauty is in the eye of the hand holder.
The other frustrating point is I'm always told by my agents that casting directors only ever look at the thumbnail that's posted online to these casting sites. So if it's a 2x2 thumbnail, you're not even going to see my hands anyway. So why does it matter?
Right. Well, I don't see how hard it's going to be for them to just crop all of that out, and yet they haven't even gotten back to you.
Why don't people get back to me? I get so frustrated by that.
I think it's because you're always frustrated, and that's why people don't get back to you. It's just sort of a bummer.
John, thank you so much for the compliment.
Hey, no, you're amazing, obviously. You know, I'm just being honest because I'm a good friend.
John is Captain Constructive Criticism, and that was a three-way alliteration, people, for the win. I do like you in red. That's a good color for you. I think that works with brunettes.
Yeah.
But I don't get why they're against smiling. And that goes across the board. Back in better days, I went on a photo shoot in the Bahamas with goddamn models for Stuff Magazine because it was hard to get them on the phone. Like, people read the interviews anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went along for the photo shoot. I remember being with the guy, the head of the photo shoot guy, and I'm not good with my words today. I was like, Turnbull, why are they not smiling? Why don't they ever smile? He's like, mate, let me show you something. Ladies, do you mind smiling in this one? And the guys are shuddering away. And they're all looking hot and sort of pissed off, maybe a little constipated, but it was sexy. And then the minute they like try to force a smile where it's not natural, it goes from like, to... They all looked a little special needsy. And even if you get like the off, the yes, exactly. Exactly like that. Although you've got kind of that special needsy look when you're frowning too. Oh, wow. Now it looks just like you're on a lot of coke. That's a teeth grinder. But yeah, they never were. Oh, look at that.
That smile looks of the hand. Really yeah. good.
But here's the thing, right?
It looks a little jokery.
When I go in and I read for the role of the unstable woman holding her baby over a balcony threatening to drop it, that's not the photo. And I'm not kidding, that actually was a role I had to go in for. Yes.
All right, that makes sense, I guess. The other two would probably be better for that type of a role.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that one is, that's an unstable one. I love it. I'm a fan.
Because, but it's so true when they're like, show us your personality. It's like, well, what are you doing? My nameplate? Is that distracting
I always
you?
Tried to read it. I was like, does it say her name? But I could never read it.
I literally thought it said Emmy for a second. I'm like, boy, you are really brave.
I know. It's that cursive that's so, what's the word? Cursive? So it's like no one can read it. Who writes in cursive anymore?
Nobody does. I don't even think they teach it in schools anymore. You know what? Rhino attack. Rhino attack. Rhino attack. Rhino attack. Let's take a look at the tape. Guys, forget about Michael Cohen. This is the news of the day. And by the way, this is such a big deal that it was on goddamn Good Morning America. I think it should be the first clip. We don't need to watch too much of it. Why these people would do this to begin with is beyond me.
In training session at the Jacksonville Zoo gone horribly wrong. This massive 4,000-pound white rhino named Archie striking a zookeeper with its horn. That zookeeper rushed to the hospital with injuries.
We're very careful around those animals because they're somewhat unpredictable and
you
and
think? It's a
dangerous.
Fucking rhino.
The zoo says they train animals to make them more comfortable ahead of medical work. This video posted on the zoo's YouTube channel with a different animal keeper explaining why.
So if we need to do any medical
different animal
procedures
keeper.
Or checkups on them,
the other
again,
one
just need
more.
To check rhino. Out any wounds or get them to turn a certain way, then it won't be stressful
there.
For the animals or for us. More safe for everyone.
Archie, 50 years old, a star at the zoo since 1975,
now
famously
euthanized.
Escaped his enclosure in 2010. It took nearly 20 zoo workers and nearly 5 hours to corner Archie and eventually sedate him.
What are they doing there? That's like human dominoes for a fucking rhino.
It can weigh several tons, and when startled or nervous or annoyed for one reason or another, they present quite a danger.
We had bathed in human blood.
African platform into the rhino exhibit.
Just last month,
the
at another
African
zoo,
platform
a
burying the lead.
Enclosure,
that's offensive.
Suffering a lacerated liver, bruised lung,
you're so political
kidney,
today. I love
and
it.
Numerous contusions to her back, chest, abdomen, and head.
You know what? Don't euthanize the rhino. Euthanize the parents, okay? The kid should not have been on the African patrician, which is, in and of itself, racist. All right, I guess we get the idea. Thank you, guys. I think we're raising awareness.
I love when people say, like, the animals can behave unpredictably. What did they say?
They're known to behave erratically unpredictably. Yeah.
Aren't all animals?
Yes, by definition, that is.
Which
what
is why
do.
I always get nervous when I see photo or videos of parents with their newborn baby, and the dog is there and sniffing, and the kid's like waving its hand around its nose or touching its face, and I'm like, do you want your dog to like bite your kid? Like,
it's a good point. And like, I've got like friends, a lot of newborns these days, and they all have animals. And it's just like, you know, so far,
they love
so
each
good.
Other. I'm okay, like, yes,
it's
so
kind
far.
Kind of a crapshoot, isn't it?
I don't know.
An odd gamble with a newborn. I mean, they seem to be getting along great.
They're, you know, brothers, are they? Are they really?
Seem to be going great is fine, but it just takes one mishap for that baby to become baby food in the dog's mouth. And will eventually poop out a pacifier. Oh my God, I'm killing it with the alliteration today. You want to, I don't know if it's necessarily know if it's a talker, but you found the trailer for the new Amy Schumer special.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you have some thoughts on it because I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah.
But let's take a look. Isn't she like 15 months pregnant at this point?
I think she's in her, the end of her second trimester or her third.
I read that it was her 20th trimester. This is like Guinness World Record shit, people.
I'm fucking pregnant.
Oh, I sense a theme.
Here's the thing, you're pregnant, but like you don't change who you are. I hate women who start to act like really precious. You don't stop being you, you know? You don't stop working or drinking. Like you. They got married. Yay! In movies and TV shows, the guy always gets down on one knee, right? And the girl's always shocked. Everybody got married, I was the last one. I think I don't have to be a bridesmaid anymore. When you get in your late 30s, there's just no dignity to it. It's me in like a Coachella flower halo, hoping I'm not the bridesmaid with the biggest arm, you know? I'm like. If you had a good pregnancy, like if you're someone who enjoyed being pregnant, I just hope your car flips over. That's what I wish for you.
That's it. But the interesting point about this is the only way you'll get to see her do her set pregnant is by watching this. She has canceled the rest of her tour because she is still so sick.
Well, yeah, it's called being pregnant.
No, usually that kind of weans off. Weans?
I love that band.
Usually that goes away after the first trimester, or it eases up. There we go. But it hasn't for her, and traveling especially is hard for her. She gets very sick. Remember, she was doing her shows with like a puke bucket, and just like getting sick on stage. And so, yeah, I think it's probably definitely safer for her and better for her to not do the shows. But it looked funny.
It looked good.
You know, as much as I would just love to criticize anyone who comes out with anything fabulous, it looks
You're
great.
A fucking miserable person. I wish the Knicks lost. One thing, I don't even know if this is like pregnant shaming, but looking at the way that dress looked and how pregnant she was, I just kind of expected the baby to kind of go douche right in the middle of a punchline. Just kind of fall down while her legs were spread. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. There was something trash baggy about both the dress, the way she was standing.
It's called maternity clothing, Bill.
Well, and I'm talking about what happens right after maternity. You shit out the baby.
Oh,
placenta
no.
and all.
Different
hole. You need a baby bucket. Speaking of baby buckets, that's my nickname for both of our guests. Not sure why. I just like the alliteration that's coming out of my pie hole today. You guys, let's put on the the guest intro that Aaron Berg loves so much. Wendy Starling is back, and her front's not too shabby either.
Hello.
You can see her co-hosting the Glamour Push Show once a month in New York. I saw it, loved it, hate her. She is also, and I actually wish I had Joanne do this intro just so she could say it. She's also the co-host of the Pussy Fart Gain Podcast.
Yes.
It's a children's show.
And
check that out wherever fine podcasts are. Joshua McCarroll is finally back. Former producer and on-air personality at Fox News. Freelance producer sometimes, all the time. Currently on hiatus at a cable news network that if you put those letters together, you might be able to figure out what it is. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Ryan is on his way from Larchmont because he thinks he's better than us and is running late. Ryan Cacciarivera, he used to work with, or does work with Gavin. I don't know if you ever met him. You're not missing much.
Josh, shouldn't you be busy today? Isn't today like a big news day?
What's going on today?
Michael Cohen.
Oh.
Who cares about him?
Whatever.
I don't
know. It is the one thing that got my roommate to stop watching anime cartoons this morning.
I gotta meet this
guy. Swear. He turned on CNN to start watching the pre-interviews.
Was he watching, like, for information, or was he like, there's a Pokemon Go here? There's got to be a Pokemon Go in the courthouse.
Where's the Easter egg?
Yeah. But also, what about the fact that, like, does he watch anime porn? Does he get off on it?
I have never asked, and I never will.
Does he graduate to that, though?
Like, yes.
You watch the cartoon, and then you hope that, like, Homer and Marge are fucking.
Well, and here's the really...
That's how everything works. Everything elevates to everything else. You watch one Ted Bundy documentary, and that's the only way you can come, is by murdering a college student. It's just constantly elevated.
There are several people who love the news who can't wait for that new Roger Ailes film.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is... you look like you're an living, breathing anime character. So that should concern you, the fact that he lives with you.
Right.
Look, if you zoom in on her and then put her right next to an anime character, not
Oh, yeah, Alita Battle Angel?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah,
a real
completely.
Thing.
You know the name.
Yeah. I saw that in the I saw that. I saw that in the theater.
I saw Did you really?
Yeah, some fucking, anyways. Some guy, look, I have been trying.
It was a date?
Thing for anime.
It was a date. I don't know, but it was fine. Look, I've been trying to find like regular dick that's just like a fuck buddy that's also someone cool to hang out with. I'm not trying to date somebody.
But you gotta there's a trade off. You gotta watch anime porn.
Right, and so there were a couple guys that I went out with to hang out, and then I finally, the hottest one, I finally like locked in, and we fucked on Monday, and it was great.
Yay.
So I finally found one regular fuck buddy.
Uh-huh. But it involved you having to see Alita in its entirety.
Not with him. That was with someone else in the...
I hope it was Joanne's roommate.
I wish it was. Well, he was like, hey, do you want to go to the movies? And I was like, oh, but it was perfect. Yeah, look, well, no, but from the movie.
Do that with your mouth. Go, meh, 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 meh.
But from the actual, like, the movie movie, it's like this weird, it's almost like Uncanny Valley.
This. There is an there's an interesting, yes.
Just use that as your headshot.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That is your headshot. That anime character. Yeah.
You looks like you've got an owie. She keeps showing her Band-Aid.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, don't show. Yeah, do that in your headshot. It's just you pissed off holding up a dirty Band-Aid. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Tell your agent that instead of hearing no hands, you thought it was no nose. And that's why you sent him in that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have too large of a nose to be an anime.
Wait, so your roommate is super into anime.
Yeah.
Is he an anime-gay?
No.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
His girlfriend will watch it with him when
really?
She's over, and I'm like, you got to hold on to this one.
No kidding.
No kidding. That's
how
like a girl
does this
likes
guy have a girlfriend, and I know. Right. Jesus Christ.
Because he actually dates and, like, goes out and tries to meet people.
I don't understand any of those words.
He's like, hold on, did you have a stroke? That's not English.
Those were a bunch of words. All I kept looking at was an anime person in human form. speaking of questionable sexuality, although that sounds like I'm shaming them, I liked this one, although it was sort of a duddy. That's what we call duh studies. Lesbian and bisexual women are at greater risk of being overweight than heterosexual women, a new study has found. And this is also a shocker, particularly since Joshua looks like he just came out from an Ethiopian commercial. Gay men are most likely to be underweight than their straight counterparts and they're most likely to be underweight, period. The study published by the Journal of Public Health is thought to be the first to investigate the relationship between sexual orientation and body mass index.
That's why straight women and gays get along so well. Because we're both skinny.
We're hungry.
Yeah, we're hungry and we're tired of dealing with men's
we're
shit.
We're going to lunch.
We're just over dudes. We're like, guys are assholes. Yeah. We fucking have to do everything to try to impress them.
Totally.
My friend,
like how the story has turned.
Yeah, well, it's because men are, like, I mean, you know, they're awful.
They're terrible.
They're awful, but I
haven't had a good couple years.
Dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're so terrible and they're, like, very judgy. I know.
You know, the fake stuff's not as good.
No, it's not.
How is that not possible?
Fake stuff.
Strap on.
Earmuffs. Oh, okay.
The thing, the toys.
Fake stuff, like love, you know.
Ramrod.
The stuff that's not real.
The one with the machine.
I was like, robots? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, and this is the story in picture form. Noted that sexual orientation was not recorded in previous health studies.
A lot of thin lesbians.
That Ellen Page girl looks like she could get a meal. Huh?
She's also an actor, though, so that's different.
True.
What about Ellen?
Ellen is skinny, but...
Ellen's fit.
Are we sure that's not Andy Levy? I still think Ellen might be Andy Levy.
But again, she's on TV, so I think that doesn't count.
True. Yeah. And her her girlfriend is even skinnier.
Right.
Joshua, does this go into stereotypes that you already thought about with regards to either sexuality or not at all?
You know what? The thing about this is I just wish fat people would stop being fat and get skinny. And then
that is your self-help book.
And then
we
don't have to worry about this bullshit because it's like it's one more excuse to talk about my weight, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well,
so it's like fat people need to stop being fat.
I was actually thinking about that on the walk here. I don't know why, but
I feel
like a lot of the motivations. Maybe. I saw an ad for my 600-pound life, and I got wet.
We got to hang out.
I feel like there are usually two motivations for losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
If someone has been shamed into it.
Yes.
Or for revenge, like for
right.
an ex or something like that. Uh-huh. Then
you're missing the third, losing your wallet.
Even though that is what encourages the change, then there does become a point where you're like, oh, but I feel good,
right.
and I like this, and I'm in control, and I like seeing results, and I want to keep going. And then the motivation shifts, mm-hmm. and it is more like, this is something I enjoy. Yeah. I'm doing it for me. So... I agree with you. We should shame more people.
Can I tell you? And this is
I totally agree with you for the first time ever. Like, yeah. I think that works. Yeah. Shaming works.
Well, but and here's the thing, too. And I hate, because I was a personal trainer for years before I did comedy.
You have lived.
I know.
75,000 lives.
Yeah. For real?
I'm actually working out with my friend Daria later today.
We work
at Equinox.
I work out at Equinox.
We got to all train.
Afford it, but
we'll
work out.
You.
Yeah, we'll work out together.
Okay.
But like, and I've been like over 200 pounds a couple times. So like, but knowing the difference, even when I was overweight, there's this weird thing, and not to get, but like, you can tell if someone's fully 100% cool with like being fat.
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't bring it up. But
yeah.
you can tell people are like, no, I'm happy. Like, you'll go out to eat. And with your friend, like, my friend, like, is overweight. And all she does is talk about how much weight she's gained and how much she likes it the whole time we're at dinner. And I'm like, fucking nobody's bringing this up. Like, we'll go out to eat. And I'm like, and she's like, I'm getting rice. I mean, I like my body like this. I like my beefy thighs. I like my beef thighs like this. And I'm like, literally, no one's saying anything. No one's saying anything. And
I know this type.
And then when I'm like, oh, no, thank you. Like, if I'm trying to, you know,
right.
like, I like
I
don't eat as much.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, God, come on, relax. You're out to dinner. Take a break. And I'm like, fucking get off of my dick.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like fat people, but I just, the certain type
nice
of person,
mm-hmm.
do you know what I mean? But it's like, just be honest with yourself. If you're not happy, then don't give me shit.
Right.
Because that's, I mean, I get real fired up about this, obviously.
I love this. I'm glad we led with it.
Attacked about it.
Yes.
You know, the fat people can be fat, but like the skinny person can't be skinny.
Right. And I'm not
you're too
like,
skinny.
And
you're too fat.
I know. You lose weight. If I walked up to someone and I was like, oh my God, you've put on, what do you put on like 10 pounds? Are you stressed out? Is everything okay? You would never say that.
Right.
If I lose weight, people were the first people to comment on like, you've lost weight. And if you lose the first 5 pounds, you're like, oh, you look good. But then when you start to like, get your body like even tighter, mm-hmm. then it's just weird where it's always chicks.
Are you okay?
Yeah, and they're like, why you're like getting really skinny, you should like eat something. And it's no, I actually this is a healthy body weight for me and I feel good.
Yeah.
It is like it is difficult though.
I'm like dressing slutty. I could wear this as a crop top. Like I could do that.
Yeah.
Oh hey.
Look at that.
By the way, thank you. We need all the help we can get for views.
Yeah. I always have lines.
Yeah.
from sitting.
Getting old
rolls,
old,
you know,
you know, lines. And like,
I just have these odd marks that look vaguely AIDS-y.
I can see my rib cage.
Oh, I'm looking at your.
I mean,
we are really.
Sorry, this is derailed.
This is a pro bulimic show, people. Pro bulimic.
See my lungs inflate and deflate. Yeah.
I remember, as far as though the losing thing.
It's neat.
It is.
I remember watching this. It's kind of sad. The documentary on Chris Farley, and what is his name? Tom Arnold was talking about the fact that, like, if you are a drunk or you are a drug addict and you relapse, you can still be sober the next day. But if you're overweight and you've lost like maybe 3 or 4 pounds and you're on the right path, and then all of a sudden you go crazy and you binge the next night, like, you'll wake up, you're still fat. Like, you don't have anything solvent to look at, whereas like in your mind.
Depends what type of drugs you're doing, if you'll be sober the next day. But
right.
Like, I see his point.
Yeah. I've definitely had 2-day hangovers. But that I totally got that. Like, I think the mirror, like, you look at, you do all this work, but you still look in the mirror the next day and you're still overweight, and then you're just like, fuck it.
That's when I was a trainer, I had to tell people, and that's even what's been easy for me with, like, what's been helpful with the not drinking is, like, if I have a day where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to drink today, I don't beat myself up and go into this spiral where it's like, that's it. People are like, you got to start counting days. And I'm like, no, because I did that with food for so long that it's like, with when you're overweight and you're losing, you have to be like, don't look in the mirror, don't do measurements. Uh-huh. You do these behaviors for 2 months. And don't look at anything. Don't get on a scale. And if you binge and you start eating, but it's once you start that cycle of like, oh, I'm a piece of shit, I may as well finish this. It's like, no. Even if you eat all the Oreos and there's one left, you can throw that one away. Like, that's still a win. But it's people beat themselves up so much. And with the weight thing, it's mostly women. But women attach how we look, especially specifically our weight, to our self-worth. So like, when I was a trainer with a dude, they'd be like, I got fat. And I'm like, yeah, you are fat. Stop eating so much shit and do these exercises.
Yeah,
and they're like,
the
okay. And they just stop. They just eat less because they're not. But women are like, so women are like emotionally connected because we're like, if I got fat, now I'm like unlovable, which is crazy. It's just like, no. Food tastes good.
You're
not wrong. Those donuts out there are probably delicious.
But
well, that's the other cliche.
Just don't eat the whole fucking box.
That's the other cliche, though. If you've got an issue with food, you still gotta eat.
Well,
like, if you've got an issue with alcohol, you don't drink alcohol. But like, if you've got an issue with food, you have to eat to live.
And the other thing about food, which a lot of people make the mistake, is they will eat healthy and forgo the treat or whatever for this healthy salad or something. And then what happens is they don't get full or they don't get satisfied on that salad. So then they eat something else or the thing that they really wanted.
Yes.
So you're just eating more rather than just eat the thing that you want, work out, do some sit-ups, push-ups, whatever, and don't eat the extra or don't have the added calories or carbs or whatever.
Or you do like the most simple thing, and now this has turned into like the nutrition episode. But like with my clients, because what happens is when you tell yourself no, so like when you tell yourself, okay, I gotta lose weight, okay, no pizza, no donuts, no whatever, your brain doesn't process the word no. Your brain sees in pictures and images. It's just how the human brain works.
Right.
So if you, okay, no sugar, no this, no that, all you're doing is thinking about like, okay.
Sugar.
Oh, your brain just sees pictures of pizza, canned, all the stuff you can't have. So instead of my clients, I'd be like, okay, don't, like, here's what you can have. I need you to eat 5 servings of vegetables today. I need you to eat 3 servings of fruit. And I gave them a printout of like, I need you to eat these things every day.
And there's
and you can eat whatever the fuck else you want after that, but you need to get these things in your diet. And it's super easy. If you want to eat whatever bullshit, cheeseburger, pizza, whatever, put your plate how you normally do it. Cut the shit in half, and then take a thing of broccoli out of the freezer, microwave it, and that's the other half of your plate.
And there's a way to prepare this food to make it taste great.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way to prepare broccoli.
Cover
vegetables.
Literally everything in cheese. Get very, very drunk. That's the tip.
Someone knows I'm from the Midwest. We had Dan Bova on recently, and he said something that gave me a wonderful excuse, but I wasn't sure if it was necessarily true. He did this thing for Men's Health or something. It was Time Magazine about getting fit. And he said that he tried to do a program where he got the rock hard abs. And he found via his trainer that there are certain body types that cannot get rock hard abs. That sounded a little apocryphal to me. But then again, what do I know? I don't even know if I'm here.
There are different types of bodies, too. Like, I learned this once in dance class, and I've only remembered the one type of body. Metatarsal, right? So that means you gain muscle super easily. You're muscular. If you work out, you you see the results. You can see cuts. You can see things like that. My body type, I don't gain muscle. Even if I were to do all the protein and all the muscular gaining things, I just, that's just not my physiology.
She's like a look at the big brain on anime lady.
I do think that there's something to that, you know. If you have more fat cells in your body and that's just how your body, you know, lives, I don't know that you could see.
Yeah, she's sort of like Samuel Jackson's character in Glass. Like, she's easily breakable.
Yeah.
I don't even think she should be near a gym.
I have so many bruises.
She will shatter. Yes.
Well, that's, but, and can I just say, inside this conversation to the topic of the study, that they're specifically that the people who are fucking men have to, like, like destroy our bodies to be loved and be, like, feel okay naked. I was having this conversation with a guy that he was, like, talking about. He's like, oh, have you ever, like, hooked up with a chick? I dated a girl once, and he's like, he goes, how was it? And he's like, was it? And I said, honestly, the best part was making out with a girl better than making out with a guy. Hands down, 100%. Making out with a girl, the best. Uh-huh. And they're soft, and that's fine. But then I was like, I'm like, the sex was like, whatever. Like, I mean, I like to get railed. Like, I like getting fucked. So I need
quest permission to love you, Captain.
But honestly, the best thing about dating a chick was not feeling self-conscious about my body. It was the best part.
That is weird because, like, that's, wouldn't you think that you're both? I mean, women are bitchy, right? And, like, you'd be like, oh, am I the better looking one?
You would think that.
That's what I think.
Right. I mean, and I.
That is what I think.
I know. You would.
We edit out Joshua thinking.
This is the result of not eating. If you don't eat the donut, it's great. You just, like, brain malfunctions. So a lot of people do think that, including you. I don't know if you know that. That's.
I just noticed they both snort when they.
We're just starving our brains to death. Yeah.
It's interesting that you felt that way dating a girl. By the way, I love it when a straight guy talks to a girl who's dated a girl because they all become like Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes and they're like, and then what? And
it's like, tell me everything.
It's hard for intrigue, zoned in.
Chicks can get bitchy, but there's also the same thing of like, where when you're out with your girlfriends and we're just like, oh, God, we're both on our periods and it's so hard to, you know, and you're like, we're going to have a cheat night and go out and eat a bunch of cheese with our girlfriends. But it's like that every night is like, the world's against us. We have each other's backs. Like, look, we have each other's back fat. It's just the same in this relationship forever.
That is strange to me because this is the second reference in the same show, and I apologize, but I used to work at the old Lad Mags, and you women do it to each other because the women that were the most airbrushed, the women that looked the most emaciated, the women that looked like they should have some sort of help stop being bulimic programs were on the Cosmos, the Glamours, the Mary Claires. We airbrushed, but we had thick girls on our covers, like thick compared
really?
To Cosmo. We had curvy girls, and the
we're
ones that
perpetuating.
Were perpetuating the body image thing were women's magazines for other women.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's because they got to sell clothes. Isn't it ironic? Cute. Hit it, Alanis. Hit it.
Hey, where's Gino? That's just his jam. His entire listening pain is for
Well, listening. Speaking of fatties.
That
someone bring those donuts in here.
Yeah. A fat rat was saved from a manhole by German Animal Rescue.
It seems like overkill to me.
But in the German town of Bensheim? Is that how I say it? Rescue workers got an unusual call. A chubby rat needed help after getting stuck halfway out of a sewer manhole. She had a lot of winter flab and was stuck fast at her hip.
She fucking there was not even a woman. I hate these people.
There
I
was no purpose.
This fucking lesbian rat, this fat, dykey rat. Down there sniffing around for pussy.
Wearing clogs.
So apparently these two little girls found the rat. And then a call was made, so an entire fire department came. Apparently, there's not much going on in Germany at the moment. And the person who was there rescuing said, even animals that are hated by many deserve respect.
They kept referring to the rat as a Jew, though.
No, these are the people that are telling Trump they don't got enough money to pay their fair share to NATO. And yet they're sending this, like, squad...
Yeah,
to save a fat lesbian rat.
I was wondering who was going to bring it back to NATO on this.
And can I tell you that the Germans are just, their whole existence, that whole country, their whole mission is just to, like, do PR after the Holocaust. Yeah. That's all they're doing. Uh-huh. They're like, look, even people that, you know, things that don't...
rats. Yeah. That are lesbians and fat.
Yeah, they're like, look, everything deserves love and respect, and we're bringing all of our... we're bringing the military out to save this rat.
Yeah.
Do you guys forgive us now?
Right.
How about now?
But what's also funny to me is at the end of this video, they get the rat out, but put it back in the hole.
Yes.
So obviously the rat was trying to get out, wasn't it? So like, is it just going to do it again? Get stuck?
We're going to put it, look, we're going to take this, we're going to put it in a rat camp. We have a camp for rats.
Oh, boy.
Wait, is there a little yellow star on that rat?
And then we'll let it back out.
Yeah. It's going to work for a little bit. Right. And
once it's hot.
Drop a few pounds.
Right. You know how much of our tax dollars go to pest control in New York? A fuckload. And there's poison everywhere.
Why
and they're saving them?
Pest? Like, it's 2019.
Yeah.
And we still have, like, by my subway, the 72nd stop, there is, it's littered in rats.
Yes.
Like, you hear things moving in the bush. The bushes are moving.
I believe the correct term is
rats.
Like, I believe the correct term is silly with rats.
Huh?
Silly with rats. It's not littered with rats. That's a
silly with rats.
Silly with rats.
It's infested, and it's disgusting.
Ugh, look at that.
And God forbid, like, you have food. I feel like they're, you know, wanting it.
Yeah.
And I should give it to them, because...
well, they have ads
No! You're sounding German.
You don't need to eat anyway, Joshua. Give them your food.
Those fat lesbian nuts would be rustling around in a bush. I couldn't not.
Right.
I would think that.
This is... and look at how much manpower that took. My favorite scene in Last Crusade is when Indiana Jones tortures that sewer full of rats. Uh-huh. Just hearing him scream. Good riddance.
Marvelous.
Oh, God.
Every time I see a rat, I want to bring it home to my kitty cat and be like, look, it's a toy and a snack.
I was working at the restaurant. Look at that. I was working at the restaurant I work at the other day, and I was told by another bartender that the night before there was a mouse that had, and all restaurants in New York have mice. It is just a thing. It's the reality of the situation. We all have the storm doors, so like it's easy for it to happen. But there was one that was like ran through the bar, and so the bartender like literally tried to flood the floor to like get it out, like to get it out of whatever hole it was in. Couldn't find it. End of the night, I'm closing up. Our dishwasher, who is from another country, I actually don't know which one.
Kiribati.
Something.
cool one.
He like came out and seemed very agitated, bent down and picked up a mouse by the tail and was like, I stepped on it. Like,
by the way, that
it's like I saw it running, so I stepped on it and just picked it up, no problem. And I'm like,
that is like karate.
This is what makes me hate my white privilege, is just the fact that I've never had to do that. I'm too scared to do that. But this is a man who has probably had to do that a few times in his life. Step on a motherfucking rat and kill it. And like, I was so happy to be working with him that night because like, oh God, what would I do?
When I lived in Harlem, not that I'm associating rodents with Harlem, totally am. There was these people underneath me that I'm sure they were illegal. And I remember I get this meek knock on the door one time, and the woman who couldn't really speak English was like, follow me. I'm like, am I going into some sort of underground sex racket? I go in there and
you followed.
Yeah, so I followed. I'm just going behind her going like this.
Finally.
She and her daughter had not one, but two mice on those glue traps that were stuck. And they didn't really
know what
to do.
Screaming.
Screaming.
Oh my God, that's
bit.
So awful.
And I don't think they really processed the fact that you got to kill them. I mean, their bones are broken. They're trying to get out of there.
Uh-huh.
And so they're not really sure what I'm doing. And I'm grabbing and I put in a plastic bag. And then I'm like so aware that they're watching me that I sort of overkill, no pun intended. And so you got to take the bag so they're not suffering and smash it against the wall.
Why don't you let them suffer?
What?
I know, I kind of did.
They're warning
I once had it suffer. I once caught it on a sticky trap and I just threw it in the trash.
Oh, you're the worst.
Yeah.
There's a special place
in hell. Take it at 72nd subway stop and let all those other little rats know. Yes. They are a sticky pad away.
Just drop it and let it suffer. Yeah.
It's like, I got one of your friends.
This is your rap future.
Oh, my God.
Go to Jersey.
There are billboards all over the city with just like, and I started taking pictures of them because I become obsessed with them. Just look for these. They're all over, like on trash cans or everywhere, and it's just like a shadow of a rat, and it's like, don't feed the rats. If you see one, fucking, you know what to do. If you see something,
in that voice,
yeah. It's the craziest anti-gay campaign I've ever seen. Specifically, an anti-lesbian. It's very strange. We're like, we get it.
Wow.
No Jewish lesbians in New York. Got it.
Got it.
If you see something, kill something. That is, I can't wait to buy that t-shirt.
That's
with all
awesome.
The
proceeds. So you just great. Like, you just stab someone in the neck. What happened? Oh, I thought I saw something. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I want that t-shirt just to have a picture of Joanne laughing as a mouse is screaming in agony on a glue trip right next to her. Just her giggling all the way. We've had so this gross. For a while, but I kind of like it.
Tats enough.
I hope you wrote that headline.
That's the headline. Tats enough.
Where's tat?
I like that it'll make you ink before you get another tat.
Ooh.
Oh, it said it in the headline. I stepped on it. Sorry.
No, it's not.
In this one, the world's worst tramp stamp tattoos will make you ink twice about getting one.
I love that Joshua had more of it than you did.
These lower back tattoos will make their owners look back in regret. They say you should never look back in regret, but that's exactly what these people will be doing.
Is not real.
That's
not real.
Fake.
That's fake.
Not real.
That's so fake.
That's not real. That looks real, and that's pretty funny.
If your dad's a butcher, sure. That's kind of funny. But where is the butt crack? I'm so confused.
That's way up there, I think.
That's awful.
That's not a good butt.
I think that's a dude.
That looks like a dude, yeah.
This side.
See, gross. And the problem is you have to stay. That's why I don't have any tattoos, because if you get fat, like, it's gross.
I have a tattoo.
Well, you're thin.
Tramp stamp?
No, I got my eyes done.
Oh, yes. You did tell us.
Eyeliner.
Oh, that's great. That's a good idea.
That reminds me of the Brave Little Toaster, so I'm cool with that.
Oh, my God. No. Reagan.
That's pretty funny. If I was going to get a Reagan tattoo. That's pretty funny.
I hope his middle name.
Oh, that does not look real. That looks like
that
Sharpie.
Looks like Sharpie. Yeah.
What does that say?
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
Huh. I mean.
Never lie.
That is a real tattoo, and that is terrifying.
Oh, wow. It's fresh, too. I could look at these all
day. Also, that's a whole lot of eyelashes.
Oh!
Now,
that means she...
I think that looks like a bloody penis.
Yeah.
Is there any other color?
And not
that's not real.
Well, that no, I think like that she's got to constantly cut herself to get the blood thing
God.
Going.
Oh, God.
That's like a pleasure and pain thing. What the fuck is this?
Corinthians? Yes. Love a Bible
verse.
Love
is patient. Love is kind.
that's her passive aggressive way of being like, I need you to go slowly when you're fucking my ass.
Yeah.
Love is patient. Love is... No.
It's patient.
Why weren't you around to edit Corinthians at the time? Fair warning to those that get...
For anal sex.
It's about anal.
I think our own Lauren Savant has often warned 18-year-olds to think before they ink, and this is what happens when you don't. This has been going on now for about 2 years. She's been trying to get this removed. I think we have a little tape. Although, leave it to Lauren to look cute while getting rid of a horrific tramp stamp.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that looks like it hurts, too. This has been over 2 years she's been trying to get rid of this thing.
Yeah, I think tattoos are super hot.
I love that she's, like, making eye contact the entire time. That's what I used to do in rehab when I had to pee in those cups, and the guys would sit there and watch you. I'm, like, staring at them, staring at
That's
me.
That's what dogs do,
peeing
too.
Into that cup.
If you look at a dog while they're peeing,
like,
they're just
I would
like,
insist on doing it in the morning when I had, like, morning wood. You know? Yeah. And so they're watching, and it's so perverted and gross. It was, like...
Fucking great. Now I'm
They're like, I need you to pee in this cup, and you're like, I need you to hold me.
Yeah.
Did you do this with your other hand?
Like, oh yeah, I maintained eye contact. I made it as weird as
that's well. So funny.
It was great.
My cat does that sometimes because the litter box is in the bathroom, and like I'll go to the bathroom, and he'll walk in and pee and just sit and look right at me. I'm like, aw, son.
So I've heard that you're not supposed to look at a cat when they're in the litter box.
Oh, and it's
probably aggressive.
Yeah,
dogs don't like it either.
I don't think anyone likes
making... They look at you, but, like, you can't look at them.
Right. I don't think anyone, dogs and cats, animals understand shame.
Yeah, they do.
So when anytime you're going to the bathroom, that's shame. You should always be ashamed of it. If there's nothing we've learned today, nothing else, be ashamed of your body.
Don't eat and be hate yourself when you shit.
Right.
I never poop.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite activity. Yeah. I love shitting. I like to do it.
Preaching.
I mean, it's the best part of my day.
Yeah, I'm upset that I'm so quick. Because I would like to enjoy it longer, but I never need reading material. I'm just in it to win it.
Yeah, people who have reading material, that always weirds me out. Yeah. Like, you want to spend
that smell
so long just sitting. If it's
what
not
are you
ready,
eating, too,
ready?
That takes that long to force out?
I like to do, like, stretches and dance around and then get real loose. And my mom and I, like, and I don't like eye contact before I've shit in the morning. That's why I have to have no roommates.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
It's like, I find the cats don't like it when you look at them while they're shitting. I don't like eye contact before I've shat.
Uh-huh.
I find that to be aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not, like, good morning. And I'm like,
we're not there yet.
Hold on.
Yeah.
If it takes me more than 5 minutes, I want a cesarean.
Yeah. Because
I would rather not spend that time on the toy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at your...
toy.
Yeah. It's cute speak for toilet.
I know, I like it.
Are you using one of those Fisher Price tiny toilets for potty training?
No, I just don't wipe. Joshua.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, man, the whole day has been tangents. Joshua, what are your thoughts on tattoos, regrettable or otherwise? I'm sure you've had some contact with people that have had some regrettable ones.
Well, when I was in rehab, there was a guy that had, like, all these cards from some movie that started Rounder or something like that.
Rounder, yeah, the Matt Damon one.
Ooh, that's
and there's, like, all these cards and shit on his arm, and he had spent thousands of dollars trying to get these suckers off, and you could still see them.
Yeah.
And this is, like, her 2 years into this process, and you could still see it on his arm, but he hated it, and... I just feel like that shit's permanent.
That's
you gotta really love it.
That's the biggest misnomer. Is like now Lauren's tattoo just looks like a bad birthmark. Like it hasn't gone away. It's just blurry now.
But can't she get like they can also tattoo skin color, right? So she could like tattoo that on top.
Then I feel like you have a lot of scar tissue. Or I don't know.
I just don't know what's worse, the tramp stamp or the scarry looking thing.
Yeah. No, it's a weird thing. Like I don't have any tattoos just because that's
Are you Jewish?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just bitchy. I dated.
You're really shaming the Jews.
Listen, I've dated a lot of Jews.
So you and can
I
get, say it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any, just because I'm noncommittal. Like, because I always think, I'm like, but what if I change my mind?
Yes, exactly.
It's like, people are like, oh, but this is really meaningful. And so I'm like, okay, great. So I'll just, like, get it on a t-shirt or, like, fucking put it on a bracelet or make it,
right.
You know, put it in my Instagram bio or whatever. Yeah, totally. You know, like, if I really need a phrase or a quote in my life. But can I tell you this guy
you
that
I'm. Corinthians?
By the way, speaking of mistakes, Ryan Katsu-Rivera, unfortunately, he's coming here from Larchmont and there was some train issues. We can do another.
Me missing the train. Yeah. I like to sit on the toy. I was listening. I like to sit there for a long time. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Way to go on, and then we'll get your thoughts. We're talking about regrettable tattoos.
No, but can I tell you this? I don't like tattoos on me, but this dude, and when we get done, I'm showing everybody the picture of the dude that I'm fucking. I mean, he is he is his tatted up, his fucking arms. And this is how I knew. I was like, I think he does want to fucking not just be friends because he just got this new, like, giant chest tattoo. And we were hanging on his couch, like, watching a Flat Earth documentary. And and someone says something about, like,
one does.
And we're making fun of it. And then he goes, I'm just kidding. We're joking about it, as I have a Flat Earth tattoo on my stomach. Wow. That's why I'm trying to get so skinny because I want to look like the Earth. I want to make my whole body a walking tattoo, a walking replica. Someone says about Morrissey, and he was like, oh, I love Morrissey. And I'm like, oh, yeah, me too. And he goes, no, I just got this, like, sick Morrissey tattoo. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, yeah, I got it. And he lifted up his shirt, and I was like, oh, my God. and then we fucked, and he's like, his abdomen. I've never been fucked by someone that hot with that many tattoos.
You like tattoos.
Make sure you made it up.
Oh, I will show you pictures as soon as we get. Oh, my God. I'm like horny. I opened my legs to you. Sorry, Josh.
You're really barking up the wrong tree on this one.
I'm like, So I like a tattoo on another person. I think they look cool as fuck. I just don't want them for me.
Yeah.
Ryan,
I'm better than everyone.
Ryan, thoughts on ink, regrettable or otherwise?
I have regrettable tattoos, but I got a tattoo on my butt.
Continue.
And it's a smiley. You want to see it?
Sure. Yeah.
It's like not.
We don't have any advertising.
Ryan's
today.
Trying to fuck us.
Was this a bet or was this?
This is just my friends and I.
Oh, that looks like a homemade one.
Little smiley face. It was homemade. My friend had a tattoo gun.
That was in prison.
We just got drunk, and then we did that. And so there'll be moments where I feel like a stud, and then I walk away, and then I remember there's an ass. It's like, oh, I didn't know there was a tattoo on your ass. My girlfriend just noticed it.
It keeps you humble, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps me safe in prison.
She just noticed it for the first time?
A week ago or 2 weeks ago.
How long have you been with her?
2 months.
How long has she been fucking you from behind?
Wow. Since day one.
Yeah. Rehab, I've been talking a lot about rehab, but like these
kids
were kids. They were like 18. I was the oldest one there. They went and got tattoos. One of them was Tweety Bird, and the other one was Snoopy. And they were showing me this, like, and they're on their ass, and they were showing me this, like, they were proud of it. And they were, and I was like, you guys are going to regret that tomorrow.
Yes.
If not later this afternoon. Like, that is the dumbest
thing. How old are they?
They were 20 and 22.
Really?
Or something like that.
Because there's something, the boomers would get, like, Tasmanian Devil and, like, Tweety Bird and, like, the Looney Tunes characters.
That was a huge boomer thing for a while. Yeah. That and the barbed wire thing.
The cartoons. Might as well get anime on your dick.
But what does the barbed wire mean? Like, don't touch my arm?
Yeah, it means like, I love Pamela Anderson.
I got the barbed wire movie poster on my arm.
That's actually kind of funny. I would like that one. I picture you'd be the first person to break a bone while getting a tattoo. I could see that happen, yeah.
But
then
like
you could sue
freak.
And get the tattoo for free.
Yeah, no, literally, I would probably bruise like crazy if I got a tattoo.
Yeah.
Just get a tattoo of a bruise and save
it. There you go.
Just have it say bruise so when people are like, what's wrong with you? Got a bruise.
I label my bruises.
I feel like this is the one sports story that you actually enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
We have some updates.
Down Jeet.
Oh, actually, should we run the ad?
Restaurant apologizes for sex-themed Robert Kraft sandwich. So this is a barbecue chain. This was their Syracuse location, but there is one in Brooklyn, Dinosaur Barbecue. They offer a weekly special. Currently, it's Robert Kraft. It's their jerked and pulled chicken sandwich.
That's hilarious.
that's a little bit of a stretch.
Of course, there was social media backlash over the jerked and pulled sandwich. The restaurant issued an apology saying it was a joke. We didn't completely think it through. We apologize to anyone who was offended from the human trafficking aspect.
That's funny. I thought it would be like a burger, but instead of meat, it's just chicken tuggets.
Oh,
nice.
I like it.
We're giving them ideas they now no longer can use.
Yes, it's true. The chicken tuggets.
Like jerked and pulled. That's so funny. Like, I will always appreciate funny. People who can find the funny, get my business.
Yeah.
Totes.
And the more racist, the better, she always tells me. That's where she'll wait in line if it's like a really racist pun.
Is that what I said?
Well, and by the way, other updates, I am obsessed with this. Especially since Robert Kraft is so delicate looking and kind of Alzheimer-y. It's just like, in a weird way, I feel bad for her, but then fuck him. He went to this place, not once, but twice within less than 24 hours. Hugged the person, I don't even know how this works, hugged the person that was doing the massage before, during, and after.
It's a rub and hug.
Yeah.
It's a rub and hug.
Yeah, it's a rub and hug. And also, the other third thing is like with the rub and hug and tug, I would assume that the amount of traffic, not human, that they are getting across the country is now halved, if not. Like huge, like just empty doors, because everyone now assumes there's a camera there and that human trafficking is going on in there, and like this isn't gonna happen anymore.
It's a wonder anybody wants to come to this country.
They can't get a good.
People are just dying. Like, no, you have to do that.
Yeah.
That is like the opportunity you're coming for.
Because the human trafficking there, and that's bad and gross, but also people, because they go right on sex work, but I'm also like, have you ever gotten your nails done? Go to a nail salon.
Yeah.
That's indentured servitude.
There is
a million percent
it's an episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
It's 100%.
Where she gets her nails done and she's like, all these women, and then they switch name tags every day. Yeah. Like, they just take an American name and put it on their shirt. No, and so she's like, no, I got my nails done by Jamie. Where'd Jamie go? You know? And so it's, and she's like, do you need help? Are you being kept here against your will? It's kind of funny, but you're right.
It's 100%, because it's the same. There was, and not all, but you'll see, and they're just like these dejected. And there was this place in Astoria that I remember I went to, and I did not feel comfortable going there. And when I would tip the girls in cash, I would make sure that, like, their boss didn't see it.
Yeah.
This woman ran this place like a fucking madam. Yeah. You walked in and get your nose, I'm like, hi, and these girls' eyes down, and I'd speak broken Spanish. I would, like, and the owner didn't speak Spanish. She spoke, like, Vietnamese, so I would speak, like, Spanish to the girl. And you could tell they're just these broken down women. Right. And I'm like, holy fuck. I worked on a cruise ship as a personal trainer.
That's right, yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing where you get these people from these impoverished countries, and they're like, you want to earn American dollars, and then they don't follow any labor laws, because so they're working like 18-hour days, no days off. It's fucking crazy.
You know, that's what you get if you come here illegally. That's what you got to do. Yep. All right, there's jobs. You're not going to get the benefits. Fill out your paperwork. And do it the right way, right, Bill? That's what you told me.
Exactly. And not to mention, that's a great tattoo. You come here illegally, this is what you got to do. And then it points to your cock.
If you have, of all those jobs, jerking off an old guy is kind of the best case scenario.
Have you ever given a rich woman a manicure? I haven't, and I don't want to.
Yeah, no. I would take the jerk off any day.
God forbid you cut a cuticle wrong.
My girlfriend just got her nails done. I was sitting next to her for like an hour. It was like kind of, it was kind of interesting to see their techniques, and after I gotta die basically. And then, but she gets rude so quick in public. And then this poor Asian girl, she's like, do you want this kind or this kind? She's like, what's the difference? She's like, not too much difference. She's like, well, then I don't know, give me whatever you want. What the fuck is she talking about?
Then it's like,
what are you doing?
Literally,
she's 20.
Well, there's that too. I will.
Fiona Helmsley.
Yeah.
Veruca Salt. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, far be it from me to defend a creepy billionaire owner of the fucking Pats, but we talked about this before. It's not like this guy knew that there was human trafficking going on over there. He just wanted to get a little rub and tug, and now there's a possibility he could go to jail for 3 years. It does seem a bit much.
But I think that you have to know that human trafficking is a possibility, and then these people who are going just for a little rub and tug, they're like, they can't be, even though it's always the same people there at the same time. You never see, they never have a day off. Do you know, like, they probably live there and are kept there, and you're just like, no, they're just creatures of habit and like to hang out here, you know?
Yeah, but also in New York, though, but the places in New York, I mean, that's kind of a clutch move, like working out of your apartment.
They might sleep there. They sleep on the massage stages most likely, right?
Every day job I've had in New York, I would have loved it. When I worked at Whole Foods, if they were like, hey, you can also sleep here, I'm like, great, I don't have to take the train. This is fucking perfect. Why is everybody mad? I'm like, this is dope. No commute. I can get up. I have time to go for a jog if I want, because you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think Gino's been known to take advantage of that.
If you feel like you want to take a
shit, there's food there.
You can. You're not like, I gotta wait till I get home. You're already home.
Yeah.
If you worked here, you'd be home now.
Your relaxing time is just it's right around the corner. I'm done, and then you sit down.
Ryan, I'm sorry that you were only able to talk about masturbation and tramp stamps, but hopefully next time the trains will be running a little better. But I'll let you start off with your plugs and promotions first.
Okay. Go to Instagram at ThatJapRican or Patreon.com/ThatJapRican. There's a bunch of exclusive videos, secret ones.
And that's an easy-to-remember name. Joshua, what do you got?
Just if you are going to CVS and you have an opportunity to steal from them, do it.
Did something bad happen in CVS, by the way?
What happened? I just don't want to talk about it, but I hate them.
By the way, I'm way ahead of you. I'll show you what I got in my backpack afterwards.
Okay, and this sounds like, I wonder what happened. How come I lost my wallet? It's karma.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe someone took my wallet. I stole so much shit from CVS, and I took extra receipt paper.
You know what? I don't, and so I don't deserve this.
Yes. Had to take out my wallet to make room for all the shit I was stealing.
It's a victimless crime.
Wendy, what do you got?
My podcast, Pussy Fart Gang. Please listen to that. New episode came out today. It's very fun. And then I have gigs. The Atlantic City, March 4th. I'm there on Monday at the Atlantic City Comedy Club in the Tropicana. So come if you're there.
All right. I think it's time to go to graphics.
We went a little over today. I hope you're formulating.
I'm such a bummer.
The more you do.
We went over for you.
Oh, thanks, man.
My body is a temple. I don't have tattoos, but I do put stuff in my body.
continue. Finish the thought.
Like alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. I like...